Mr. President.
Senator Pogabiller.
Mr. President, I move that further proceedings on the roll call be dispensed with, the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Today's chaplain is Senator Gary Kubley. Payne Weber.
Shall we pray? Creator, Redeemer, and Indwelling Spirit, we come before you today at a time in our lives when we have a lot of demands on our time, and there doesn't seem to be enough time in the course of a day to meet with all those asking for a few minutes to meet with us. When confronted with this situation, Lord, it's easy to overlook our own need to rest, to pray, to meditate on the ways you would have us go in the world. And when we allow ourselves to be pushed into becoming human doings instead of the human beings you have created us to be, we have no time to refocus on your love for us and the love you would have us share with one another, something that strengthens us in ways nothing else can. We know this grind is not in keeping with our heart's deepest desires, but our egos demand we press on in ways that tend only to demean those who disagree with us. An intentional time of silence and rest allows us to disrupt this pattern of preoccupation with the demands of the present and return us again to that place of spiritual grandeur that you extend to us as a gift. A place where we can see even those who disagree with us as brothers and sisters in you. So today, Lord, we ask that you would help us to move out from our time with you to extend the hand of reconciliation and fellowship to those who disagree with us, knowing that within the economy of the kingdom of heaven, nothing so precious as even these small and imperfect forms of human love will ever be lost. In your strong name, amen.
Thank you, Senator. Nice message. Wonderful. Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Berglund, Betzold, Bonoff, Carlson, Chaudhry, Clark, Cohen, Dahl, Dibble, Dill, Dahl, Erickson, Ropes, Fishbach, Phoebe, Foley, Fredrickson, Gerlach, Gimsey, Han, Higgins, Ingebrigtsen, Johnson, Jungbauer, Kielash, Koch, Coring, Kubley, Langseth, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Lynch, Marty, Metzen, Michelle, Moi, Murphy, Olsen, Olson G, Olson M, Ortman, Pappas, Parisot, Perry, Pogamiller, Pretner, Solon, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Rummel, Saltzman, Saxhog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Skogan, Sparks, Stumpf, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Vanderveer, Vickerman, and Wieger.
Quorum is present. First order of business is messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce passage by the House of the following House file herewith transmitted, House File 2700, signed Elbin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House.
First reading of House bills.
House File 2700, a bill for an act relating to capital improvements, authorizing spending to acquire and better public land and buildings and other improvements of a capital nature with certain conditions.
Senator. First reading. Senator Pogamiller.
Mr. President, I move that House File 2700 be laid on the table.
On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Next order of business is reports of committees. Senator Pogamiller.
Mr. President, I move that the reports of committees be now adopted.
On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Next order of business is second reading of Senate bills. There's one printed on today's agenda. Without objection, second reading of Senate bills. Next order of business is introduction and first reading of Senate bills. They are printed on today's agenda. There's one change on page 2. Senate file 2632 will be sent to the Ag and Veterans Committee. Without objection, first reading of Senate bills. Next order of business is motions and resolutions. There are five authors' motions on today's agenda. Without objection, we'll take them as one motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Langseth. Senator Phoebe.
Mr. President, I move that Senate file number 2617 be withdrawn from the Committee on Taxes and re-referred to the Committee on Agriculture and Veterans.
Okay, this is your bill.
Yes.
Okay, all in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. There are a few other motions that I don't have it in front of me, but it will be Senator Latz.
Mr. President, I move that Senate file 2149 be withdrawn from the Committee on Commerce and Consumer Protection and re-referred to the Committee on Judiciary. Both chairs have agreed this is the right place for it to go, and it's my
vote. On the Latz motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Rest.
Mr. President, I move that Senate file 2582 be withdrawn from the Committee on State and Local Government Operations and Oversight and be re-referred to the Committee on Finance. This is my bill, and it deals with fiscal policy directly and does not need to make a stop at the Policy Committee.
Okay, on the Rest motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Torres-Rape.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that Senate File 1531 be withdrawn from the Committee on Education and re-referred to the Committee on Finance. And this is my bill.
On the motion by Senator Torres-Rae, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Betzold.
Mr. President, I move that Senate File 2322 be withdrawn from the Committee on Commerce and Consumer Protection and re-referred to the Committee on Judiciary. Mr. President, this is the Business Screening Services Bill. This Judiciary Committee spent quite a bit of time on it. The Commerce Committee says they don't want to see it. Judiciary Chair doesn't want to see it either, but it really belongs in Judiciary.
Okay, on the Betzel motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Motion prevails. Senator Mary Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that Senate File 1756 be withdrawn from the Committee on Judiciary and re-referred to the Committee on Commerce and Consumer Protection. The Chair in Commerce is asked to see the bill.
Okay. On Senator Olson's motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, on behalf of the President, on behalf of Senator Metzen, I move that Senate File 2253 be withdrawn from the Committee on Finance and re-referred to the Committee on Transportation.
Okay. On that motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion prevails.
Again, Mr. President.
Senator Pogemiller.
I move that House File. Members, this will now be a series of motions on the bonding bill. I move that House File 2700 be taken from the table.
On the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I move that an urgency be declared within the meaning of Article 4, Section 19 of the Constitution of Minnesota with respect to House File 2700, and that the rules of the Senate be so far suspended as to give House File 2700 its second and third reading and placed on final passage.
On the motion, all those in favor, signify.
Mr. President,
before
President.
That, Senator Senjum.
Mr. President,
Speaking, at least personally, I think from our side, what's the urgency? I don't think we need to do this, and I would urge a no vote on this. We don't need to suspend the rules. A day or so on this bill is not going to make a great deal of difference.
Senator Pogermiller.
Mr. President, I'd move a call of the Senate.
Senate's under call. Senator Senjum, move that.
President, I think it was Senator Pogermiller asked for a call.
They're already halted.
Senator Pogermiller, Senator Kielash, and Marty have asked to be. Oh,
that's okay.
Okay, now, Senator,
I move that further proceedings on the roll call be dispensed with. Sergeant-at-Arms, bring in the absent member.
On the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Sanjip.
Mr. President, on my objection, can we have a roll call on that?
Do we need three hands? Three hands, Mickey? Okay. There will be a roll call. Senator Gerlach, did you?
Excuse me, Mr. President.
Senator Gerlach.
Are there amendments in order on the House file, or haven't we got to that point yet? Okay.
We're on the motion to suspend the rules now. That would come later. Okay. Secretary will take the roll on Pogermiller motion to suspend the rules. Secretary, take the roll.
We'll get along. It's fine.
Motion to.
All senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. Being 45 ayes, 21 nays, the motion to suspend the rules is adopted. Senator, second reading. Secretary will give House File 2700 its second reading.
House File 2700.
Second reading. Senator Langseth.
Mr. President, I move that to amend House File number 2700 as follows. Delete everything after the enacting clause and delete the title of House File number 2700 and insert the language after the enacting clause and the title of Senate File number 2360, the second engrossment.
Tell the body what essentially you're doing.
Mr. President, members, this is the same bill we voted on here the other day, the bonding bill. I did everything I could to be very fair about it. If a Republican had something in their district and it was the kind of thing that would be in a Democratic district, it went in here. I would hope for a 100% vote.
Senator Michelle.
Thank you, Mr. President. I wonder if the author would yield.
He will yield. Senator Michelle.
Thank you, Mr. President. And I'd certainly open up this question to any other members of the body as well. Last week we heard that this bill would create 10,000 jobs. Last night in the House, it was stated on the House floor it would create 21,000 jobs. There's apparently been another press release from an interest group that said it was 27,000 jobs. I'm wondering which is right.
Mr. Chair, Senator, I would say the group that probably was the most credible on it would be the general contractors, and they said 27,000.
Senator Michelle.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. I believe, with all due respect, that the general contractor said it was 21,000 jobs, but isn't that the point, Mr. President? The reason why we keep trying to put this back into committee is to have this conversation, how many jobs, if any, will be created. We don't know the numbers moving up, the numbers moving down. What we know is this is $1 billion more of debt. This is $1 billion more of borrowing. That's the only thing that is clear on this bill.
Mr. President, you know, I have to answer that, if any jobs. These buildings don't build themselves, Senator.
Senator Limmer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Michelle, I think you make a good point. The only thing that we can add to your comments is take the suggestion of Senator Sengem. Why are we in such a rush to pass this? You know what? There was an increase of jobs from 10,000 estimate when we discussed it the other day. Pat, wait a couple days and goes up to 20,000, maybe 28,000. If we follow Senator Sengem's suggestion, wait a week, wait a month, it'll be up to 85,000 jobs in no time.
All those in favor of the Langseth motion signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Gerlach, now.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have the 2700A-1 amendment.
Under the name of Senator Sengem. Secretary will report the Gerlach A-1 amendment.
Senator Gerlach moves to amend House File 2700 as amended by the Senate February 16th as follows. Page 66 after line 29, insert. This is Amendment A-1.
Senator Gerlach.
Thank you, Mr. President and members. This will be very brief. If you'll recall, earlier when we did the special order bill and we had all our amendments, I offered up an amendment and I was disappointed in the outcome of that voice vote. And I think it's an absolutely rational fiscal policy decision that we ought to make. And it's a very simple, modest limitation. And again, this is the 1% for art program. If you'll recall, I don't need to restate all of my arguments that we did last week. But right now, there is no limitation on it. And under the circumstances we find ourselves in, I think it's absolutely critical that we examine all of these programs and say, you know what? We can do a simple limitation. $100,000 in a public building for public art is not unreasonable. Going into projects into the future, which can be, we can end up spending many hundreds of thousands of dollars, is unreasonable. And this is a proposal that had been passed into law previously and then was repealed. I'd like us to reinstate it again. So members, it's reasonable, it's rational. I would strongly support your or request your support and a green vote on this amendment. And I do request a roll call on this, Mr. President.
There'll be a roll call. Discussion on the A1 amendment. Secretary, seeing none, the Secretary will take the roll on the Gerlach amendment.
President.
Senator Pogermiller.
Move those not voting be excused from voting.
On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Secretary will close the roll. There will be 26 ayes, 38 nays. The amendment is not adopted. Senator Ingebrigtsen.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members, is it appropriate to ask Senator Langseth, should he answer a question?
That's correct. That's
okay, fine. I would request that, please.
Sure. He will yield, Senator Ingebrigtsen.
Thank you. Senator Langseth, in looking at the bill, it has come forward now an expenditure of about 80 plus some million dollars to build a new facility in Moose Lake. That came on the bill last night. Is that how does that sit with your thought process here with regards to the adding to the bonding bill? Or can you give me some comments on what you think about that,
Senator Langseth?
Well, Mr. President, Senator, we had made the agreement at $999 million, and when I put this placeholder in there for it, we even took that million out so that we stayed at that level. But of course, the house is the house, and I've got nothing to say about that.
Senator Ingebrigtsen.
Thank you, Mr. President, and Senator, for that. I have some issues and some concerns about that particular project. Now, I know that was brought forth yesterday in the House side. That's about an 80 plus million dollar expenditure to actually build a new facility for the sexual predators and sexual offenders in Moose Lake. And just a little history and a little background, if you will, members. Last year, myself, I introduced a bill. It didn't get a hearing, however, for whatever reason, but I introduced a bill that would actually do this very simply: take the general population prisoners out of Moose Lake, put them over into Appleton Prison for either the same cost or actually a lower rate per day per diem, saving the state some funding there, and at the same time, instead of building a new facility, actually spend between 10 and 20 or now maybe even $25 million instead of $80 million to renovate the existing facility that's at Moose Lake, and move forward with that, saving, of course, many millions of dollars in this time when we really can't afford to be building something new right now. So I know Gary, Senator Kubley's been involved in moving forward to this. That's his particular area, Appleton. Appleton has been closed, or it's real close to being closed, and a lot of jobs are actually going out of west central Minnesota. This would help that particular area. Obviously, Appleton's not a very big town, and a huge influx or a loss, actually, of jobs is very concerning. So I do have an amendment here that I was going to offer, but in talking with Senator Kubley, it sounds like he may have something that's going to address that issue. So, Senator, I'm wondering if you would make some comments about what your bill is going to be doing.
Senator Kubley.
Thank you, Mr. President. And Senator Ingebrigtsen, I've basically outlined it for you a little bit earlier, but the bill would, allow for the refurbishing of beds at Moose Lake that would then become treatment beds, and we could actually begin the treatment process while those people are incarcerated rather than waiting until the expiration of their term. I understand we do that with some of them now, but it would seem like having it in close proximity to where they're incarcerated would save us some money as well. But rather than starting over and building a new facility, we could refurbish some of those beds. We could send the current non-sex offender population to the Appleton facility during the construction phase, which would probably be at least a year and a half. Hopefully by then, we'd be out of this slump that we're in, and states would again be looking at other possibilities for housing their inmate population. But I think it would save us money on several fronts. First, we could refurbish beds. We could begin the treatment process earlier. And third, we'd create a win-win situation by allowing 300 and some people in the Appleton area to go back to work for the construction season, which seems like it would be beneficial to me.
Senator Ingebrigtsen.
Thank you, Mr. President, and Senator, for that. And also, I think that it's important for the Senate body and members to understand and know that in the past, the state of Minnesota has contracted with Appleton in the past. In fact, I'm losing track of my time here, but I think about 2 years ago there was a need for overflow, and I believe there was between 700 and 900 prisoners at that time contracted to stay at Appleton. So we have used their facility. It's not something that the state has not done in the past, and this simply seems to be a good way to resolve having to spend all this capital when we don't have it. So I guess I would like to caution the body that moves forward here with this additional bonding attached to it, and just seems like this could be a good way to resolve that, at least temporarily.
Further discussion, Senator Dill.
Well, Mr. President and members, I stand in support of what Senator Ingebrigtsen and Senator Kubley are proposing. It's simply to take the prisoners that we have that are non-sexual predators out of Moose Lake and move them to Appleton, and then spend far less money to renovate Moose Lake to be a larger treatment center for sexual predators. I'm very troubled by this $89 million request to expand Moose Lake as it was presented in the House bill, and the governor has presented it as well. And the other thing that troubles me is we seem to lock up, as I understand it, more people for sexual offenses than any other state in the union. Our treatment program doesn't seem to be working very well because almost nobody, or perhaps nobody, has been released from the program at St. Peter as of this date. Maybe one has. But we need to do a better job in that area and decide who the real sexual predators are and keep them locked up for good, and those that are treatable, get them treated and get them out of the system, because they're costing us a lot of money. So I would hope that when Senator Langseth gets to conference committee, he doesn't accept the House position, but he figures out another position which is more in line with what Senator Kubley and Senator Ingebrigtsen is proposing.
Well, Mr. President?
Senator Langseth.
Mr. President, the reason I didn't put the whole amount in there is I wanted this kind of discussion to take place to see what the alternatives are. Let's just remember that once those beds under that full funding are filled, that's an additional $40 million a year, $80 million a biennium. So I just think we got to take a better look at this, slow this thing down a little bit, maybe even carry it as a separate bill. I'm not sure. But I'm glad the discussion is taking place. It took place last night in the other body, and I thought it was a useful discussion.
Further discussion? Senator Youngbauer. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
House File 2700, a bill for an act relating to capital improvements, authorizing spending to acquire and better public land and buildings and other improvements of a capital nature with certain conditions, etc.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 53 ayes, 13 nays, the bill is passed. Its title agreed to. Senator.
Mr. President, Miller. I'd like to take up the calendar and move to layover, waive the layover on the one item on the calendar, which is Senator Bonhoff's primary election bill.
On the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Bonhoff. Well, first of all, we'll read the title first. Excuse me. And if third reading.
Senate File 2251, a bill for an act relating to elections, changing the date of the state primary, etc.
Secretary will take the roll. Senators voted desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 65 ayes, Zero nays. The bill is passed and it's title agreed to.
Mr.
Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I propose that we take up one bill on the general orders calendar. Senate file 2352, number 7. It's the Haitian earthquake victims acceleration of the tax deduction. I would move to waive the lieover on number 7 on the general orders calendar.
Special order, general. On the motion. All in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Aye. Motion prevails.
So, Mr. President, I move then that the Senate do now resolve itself into a committee of the whole for the purposes of taking up the general orders calendar.
On the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails.
Now I yield to Senator Bach to take up number 7 on the general orders calendar.
Senator Bach.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move when this committee do arise, Senate File 2352 be recommended to pass.
Hey, Senator Bach, an explanation of your bill.
Mr. Chairman and members, first I'd like to thank Senator Rest and Senator Chaudhry for bringing this issue to my attention. This bill is parallels a bill that we passed in 2005 when we created an opportunity for taxpayers to take a deduction for contributions to the tsunami in 2005. This is a parallel provision allowing Minnesotans that make a contribution to the Haiti earthquake relief. And I think everybody in this chamber remembers the earthquake in Haiti that happened on January 12th. This allows an individual who made a contribution to the Haiti relief effort, even though the contribution was made in 2010, sometime after February 12th and before March 1st, that if they made a contribution to the Haiti relief effort during that period of time, it gives them the option to take that contribution as a deduction on their 2009 taxes when they file them prior to April 15th. So, Mr. Chairman, we heard some wonderful testimony in the Tax Committee yesterday from the American Red Cross. They came in and talked about the contributions that were done through the text messaging program, and they talked about the fact that a $10 contribution that was made provided enough medical supplies for a Red Cross worker to provide treatment to 15 to 20 injured Haitian people. So, members, this is a very good bill, and I do hope that people watching on TV that they understand the opportunity here until March 1st, that if they make contributions to the Haiti relief effort, when they do their 2009 tax return, they will be able to take it as a 2009 deduction on their return. So, members, I'd appreciate your support.
Senator Rest.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator Bach, I wonder if you would look at the dates in the bill. I believe it's contributions after January 11th, the day of the earthquake, rather than February 12th, which is just a couple of days ago. So it starts back the day after the earthquake occurred through March 1st to be conforming to the federal law.
Senator Bach.
Mr. Chairman, that's absolutely correct. The language in the bill is actually a federal conformity measure, so that if you're allowed to take the deduction on your federal return, you'll also be allowed to take your deduction on the state return.
Senator Roebling.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. If Senator Bach would yield.
He will yield, Senator Roebling.
And I have no argument with the proposal, but I'm just wondering for clarification, will the federal government have a list of organizations that you donate to that will be eligible for that? For example, I received a solicitation from the Friends of the Orphans, and they have orphanages in South America and Haiti and other places, but they had an orphanage that was leveled in Haiti, and they're asking for money to rebuild that. So will organizations like that be on the list, or how will we know which ones are eligible?
Senator Bach.
Mr. Chairman, I think I'd like Senator Rest to think about this, and I'd like to yield to her, considering she is a certified public accountant. But what this provision is if they're eligible for the federal deduction, they would be eligible for the state one. But I'd like to yield to Senator Rest.
Senator Rest.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Senator Bach. Once you have retired, you may not call yourself a CPA, so that's why I had to say that. Senator Roebling's question is a good one, and the contributions must be made to 501c3 charitable organizations and marked as for the Haiti Relief Fund of that organization. So those are the ones that the federal government is allowing. And on your tax return, you should note that. And that was the same thing that happened for the tsunami relief. You had to note that the particular fund that you were giving to was for Haiti relief. So not just to, not all contributions to, let's say, our churches, but if your church has established a Haiti relief fund, you can get the deduction for that donation to your church if it goes into the Haiti Relief Fund and you mark it on your check or you mark it on the online contribution.
Further discussion on Senate File 2352. Seeing none, Senator Bach renews his motion that Senate File 2352 be recommended to pass. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails.
Mr. President.
Under Senator. Okay, that's right. Senator Pogamiller.
Mr. Chairman, I move the committee do now rise and report.
On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Pogamiller.
Mr. President, I move that the report of the committee of the whole as kept by the secretary be now adopted.
On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Rest.
President, I have a motion.
Motions. Senator Rest.
Mr. President, I move that the following appointments reported in the Senate Journal for February 11th, 2010 be taken from the table and returned to the Committee on State and Local Government Operations. For the Metropolitan Council, Richard Aguilar, Polly Peterson Bowles, Craig J. Peterson. For the Board of Arts, Brooke Barsness. And Mr. President, we had a snowy day when we were taking up the confirmation in our committee last week, which was the last day before the appointments would have reverted to the floor absent our action. And the committee agreed that we would send those confirmations to the floor without recommendation. We have some more confirmations to take up, and so we are going to take them up in the committee, and then we'll invite these folks so they do have a chance to come before the committee and get a and stand for a recommendation rather than no recommendation. So that's why I'm moving that these appointments be returned to the committee.
On the rest motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Chaudhry, do you have a motion? Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the appointments withdrawn from the Committee on Environment and Natural Resources and placed on the confirmation calendar under Senate Rule 8.2 reported to the Senate Journal for February 15, 2010 be returned to the committee from which they were withdrawn. This regards the confirmations of Clean Water Council member Keith Hansen and Minnesota Pollution Control Agency, Citizens Board, Dennis Jensen, and Kathy Lohmer. Just a similar situation to what Senator Rest just explained.
Yeah, on the Chaudhry motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Remaining under motion, Senator Cohn, do you have a motion?
Mr. President, I'd move that Senate File 1481 be taken from the table.
On the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Cohn.
And Mr. President, I now move that Senate File 1481 be re-referred to the Conference Committee as formally constituted for further consideration. Mr. President, this is the Conference Committee on Budget Reform that did not resolve at the end of the session. So the Conference Committee itself did not adjourn. We're hoping to revisit some of these issues in the Conference Committee. And so I'd like to ask that we pick up from where we left off at the end of the session.
Senator, discussion. Senator Fischbach.
Mr. Chair, do you think we could get a little more explanation? I understand he wants to reconstitute the conference committee, but what's the bill about? Why didn't they finish their work? We need some more information on that, Senator Cohn.
Senator Cohn.
Mr. President, Senator Fischbach, this was the budget reform bill that we passed off the Senate floor. It made a number of reforms in relative to the budget process in terms of some timing, some of how we handled fund analysis. We took a look at the budget reserve in the bill. It was the implementation of a lot of what was in the Budget Trends Study Commission, which reported back to the legislature before last year's session. So it didn't incorporate all of those recommendations, incorporated a number of those recommendations. The conference committee was constituted toward the end of the session. To be honest with you, in the budget year, Representative Solberg was the other chairman. Representative Carlson, Lynn Carlson, was on the budget, on the conference committee. And to be honest, in the context of the budget session, we simply didn't finish on time. We were obviously not going to hold up the conclusion of the legislative session over that bill. This is not meant to be a bill that we're going to use the conference committee and come back with something unusual. The intent is to pick up from where we left off with the issues under consideration by that conference committee. Let me assure you, this is not going to be a conference committee you'll see the bonding bill on or something like that. That's not the intent. It's simply an intent to pick up from where we left off.
Further discussion on the Cohn motion. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. I think that completes the work at the desk. We're on announcements. Senate interest, but before that, without objection, Senator Kelash, excused from today's session all day, Senator Marty from 11:45 to 12, Senator Kubley from 12:20 to the end of session. Senator, announcement, Senator Chaudhry.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members, I'd like to call the members' attention to two flyers on your desk. The first is to alert you to Minnesota Outdoor Heritage Day at the Capitol. In the Great Hall, there are a variety of displays from a variety of outdoor groups, and I encourage you to visit those tables in the Great Hall through 2 o'clock. And then also tomorrow night is the Minnesota Outdoor Heritage Alliance's annual legislative banquet at the St. Paul Holiday Inn. The keynote speaker is the Honorable Congressman Colin Peterson. There will also be given a Youth Achievement Award, the Joe Alexander Scholarship Fund, and member presentations. This is always a wonderful event with excellent silent auctions. It's a lot of fun and a good way to get to know your sportsman constituents. Thank you for members' attention.
Further announcement, Senator Clark.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members, two things on behalf of the Early Childhood Caucus. Because we're in session today, we're having to postpone our lunch. We will be rescheduling it. And then you should also have, on behalf of Senator Fischbach and myself, you should see the evening at the Capitol. Tomorrow night, the Central Minnesota area will be over at the Kelly Inn from 5 to 7 p.m. Hope you come and join us for some hors d'oeuvres and beverages.
Senator Pappas, do you have an announcement?
Mr. President, the Senate Higher Education Committee is, I'm going to give you time to have lunch, which means we're going to meet at 1 o'clock, but please be on time at 1 o'clock. If we don't have everyone there at 1 o'clock, then in the future, I won't do this. Do I sound like your mom?
Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, members, we're going to recess and just a skeleton crew has to come back to take the message from the House on appointing the bonding conference committee, so there'll be no votes. I've already visited with Senator Senjum about that. And then we will come back on Thursday, regular time, 11 a.m. will be our next time everybody needs to come back. So, Mr. President, then I move to recess to the call of the chair, which will be sometime a little later this afternoon, skeleton crew.
On the motion to recess to the call of the chair, those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senate stands in recess.